Hi, good morning. Y94, home of the Playhouse in the Morning. Zero, Amy K, and E. As we launch this mailbag situation from Playhouse family member Nathaniel. He says, I've been seeing a girl for a couple of weeks, but I'm not sure she's for me. She baby talks me all the time. I think she thinks it's super sexy, but she'll even be undressing and feeling up on me and be like, in a baby voice, I'm sorry.
You gonna do it?
I don't know. I'm gonna try. Should we take your little closies offy waffy? And stuff like that. She's getting naked, so that's cool. But the baby talk stuff is weird. What do I do with that? Nathaniel.
I think you would just have to tell her that makes you uncomfortable.
Why do so many women do that?
I don't know, man.
Why is that?
I don't know. Sometimes I'll talk in like weird voices, and then Steven says, why do you talk like that? And then it's a real turnoff. So then you'll never talk like that in your entire life, and it really hurts your heart. So if you tell her, she'll definitely stop.
This was college, and my best friend was dating a girl that was way out of his league. Like, it was probably one of the more pretty girls that we've ever seen. And he ended up breaking up with her, like, 3 months later. And we were thinking, how the heck would we break up with her? And like, years down the line, he would tell us. And he finally admitted it's because she finished everything with ease. So I want to take a little napsy. Want to get a little foodsies? Want to go for a little ridesies?
I don't think it's that bad.
Yeah, I mean, she was very good looking, so it had to be annoying enough that it was like the crazy to hot thing.
Yeah.
And he got out.
It would be pretty annoying with the constant baby talk. I don't think I'd be a fan of it. Are we going to get to hear whatever weird voice you drop on now and then?
It's just sometimes I try to pretend like I'm Mariah Carey, and I'll talk like, oh, let's get some lunch, and I'll do things like that, and I move my finger.
Yeah, that would be weird. Yeah,
this guy's
weird.
Sometimes, like, if we're just laying on the couch, I'll be like, I'm number one, and he says, why do you do that? Why do you say, like, talk like that and do that with your hand? And it hurt me. This literally just happened a couple days ago. That's why it's so fresh on my mind.
Well, not enough to break up, though.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You good?
I'm okay, but it's because it all started because I was playing this singing game where you just have to guess the intros of songs.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to let you know, I'm pretty good at that.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I was winning and I kept saying, I'm number one. And then I would say, let's get some lunch.
And he wasn't a fan, huh?
No, he wasn't a fan.
Yeah. Would you be able to hang in there with somebody that baby talks? But then I guess the secondary question, how would you, if let's say you were the one doing this, how would you want somebody to explain to you, like, listen, I don't really like this thing you're doing. And like, is there a way to have this relationship but be like, stop it with the baby talk? And 237, it's text 35270. Good morning.
I mean, maybe they're not the person for you. That's like the most annoying thing ever. And it's probably indicative of deeper issues, like daddy issues or something.
So you're not at all for baby talk?
No way. I'm an adult human.
All right, so do you just bolt and be like, hey, you know what, someone like this isn't for me? Or do you try to explain, this whole baby talk thing's not, I don't like it?
I definitely talk to her first. And if she doesn't get it or gets offended or, like, continues to do it, I would say maybe it's time to, like, move on.
All right, so Nathaniel here, he's with a girl. Baby talks all the time, kind of making him question the whole thing. Options he has. 237 hits for the Playhouse in the morning. It's Playhouse. Why not E4? Mailbag situation with Nathaniel here. And he's been seeing a girl for a little while, and he's like, you know, it's been a brief time, but I wonder if I got to go running for the hills here, because she does like a baby talk thing to him all the time. He really doesn't care for it. And he's like, dude, can you talk to someone about that? Do I have to just run for the hills? I think there's plenty of people that, especially early in a relationship, would just be like, you know what? I might have to go. I'm sorry. I can't be with you. If that's what you're into, I got to go. Because can you get somebody to turn that off, or is it just going to rear its ugly head now and then?
I don't think there's a nice way to get someone to stop doing it.
Yeah. Can you turn it off? I think yes. I don't think it's instant, though. If it's really as prevalent as he's saying that it is, it's going to be like a phase. It's going to be like a journey to get to the point of removing that from your vocabulary.
Really great. Enjoy this relationship with the baby talk thing. Super weird.
Yep. That's probably all you'd have to say. I don't know if I'd be that mean. I'm just like, I don't like when you do the baby talk thing. I think you can.
I can't believe Cece would say that to me.
I think you just have to do it how Steven said it to me when he said, why are you talking like that?
emotionally scar her.
Yeah,
it did. Where it's not kind of mean how you're saying it, but then it makes you question yourself, and that's what's mean.
It just hurts.
If anything, you said this is a girlfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
If anything, he's maybe helping somebody else down the line. It might not be him that gets to see the benefits of the work, but it's for the next guy, you know?
You know, it's like when you buy that fixer-upper home, and you know it's not your forever home, but you cleaned it up a little bit.
Yep.
You know, it's that.
You're leaving it in better place than what you got it.
You put in some vinyl plank flooring.
Yeah.
After taking out that ugly carpet.
Yeah.
You update it. You threw some new paint on the walls. And, you know, the next person that goes in there is going to, you know, finish the job.
Quality. You've got quality work into it.
Yeah. I like comparing human beings to
houses.
Character homes. Yeah, yeah. It really helps me out a little bit to understand. Are you seeing some text messages about his baby talk girlfriend?
Yeah, someone said the baby voice is the worst and it's just creepy in sexual situations. Someone else said it could be daddy issues. And another person said I had a girlfriend who would try to do the voice of Stitch from that Disney movie during some of our more intimate moments. And never has it killed the moment quite like that. The worst part is, how do you say something to them? Someone else said my wife does it in unusual situations. She's not doing it to be cute, but she's doing it when she doesn't want to do something. Like, I don't want to go to work. She'll say it in a baby voice.
I don't want to go to work.
And it's her way of acknowledging that she has to do something that she doesn't want to do.
That's like kind of a little more funny. The Stitch one's the best.
How does Stitch even talk?
Mohana forever.
No!
Want to take a little napsy?
Oh, my God.
Hey, baby. What do you say we get out of here?
Listen, that's actually a pretty good Stitch.
Thanks, man.
It's very good.
I practiced.
So, obviously, you got a couple of kids at home.
I didn't think it was Stitch. I thought, in my head, it was a Gollum thing, but now I realize it's actually been Stitch the whole time.
Yeah, you know what? So, good impression.
Thanks.
So, this isn't really necessarily towards that. Not a sexual one, though. Not exactly arousing.
I think it's working.
Maybe there is one person listening to the radio right now, like, dude, talk to me. Like, Stitch again. Stitch me.
You just crawl up over here.
Hello.
Anytime my girlfriend starts talking baby talk to me, I just keep a pacifier in my pocket. When she does it, I whip it out, stick it in her mouth. It shuts her up. Of course, she spits it out and starts coughing, and you fight for 2 days, but you don't hear the baby talk.
That's probably a bad idea that you're giving there, man. Yeah, it's a bad idea. You know what? What if you baby talked back, but you baby talked harder?
Yeah,
a taste of her own medicine.
Yep.
Like, kind of like drop the Stitch kind of thing. Like, change the tone of your voice. Or be like, I kind of like that. And put like a diaper on or something.
No.
You know, show, but laid it on too thick that you don't like what's happening there.
Just the way he said that made me...
Do you? This was,
sorry.
Got drunk.
Yep.
I'm afraid, though, if you would talk back to her with baby talk, she'd think you enjoyed it.
Yeah, it might reinforce it.
Then you'd have a whole, like, Rugrats thing going on.
Yeah, and then that's just how you guys communicate.
So maybe just stick with the honest conversation thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if anyone ever figures out that the solution about 90% of this show is, why don't you just have an honest conversation? We ain't gonna have show no more.